Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
Hey, Jan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. So November the 11th, here we are. Lots of things going on the back end of Master Gardeners. Exactly. Tell us where we're at as far as our...
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you and congratulations to all our veterans for all that they've done to serve our country. And I don't think we can ever thank them enough for all that they do and the contributions they make. As far as Master Gardeners are concerned, we're winding down a little bit. We're somewhat like our plants. We're a little bit dormant, not completely. Our help desk is shutting down over the winter. We just don't get as much activity, but that doesn't mean that you don't have an opportunity to ask your questions. If you go to our website, txmg.org/El Paso, and go to the Ask Us tab, and you can ask your question there, upload a picture, and one of our master gardeners will respond post-haste and get an answer to you or get you resources to answer your questions. And also, we've been getting quite a few questions on Facebook as well. So be sure and visit our Facebook page, El Paso Master Gardeners. And so we're still out there, even though we're not may not be quite as visible as we have been in the past. It's just that time of the year. So we're all winding down a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's not winding down are our school garden programs.
Isn't
because
that great?
It is the fall, and it's the time that we promote to get these school gardens established in El Paso. And I'd like to welcome our guest for today's show. It's Madeline Serra. She is our 4-H Youth and Development Agent here in El Paso County. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Madeline, I do know that you work with the Extension Service, but very particularly with the Prairie View Extension
Yes.
Program. And how is that a little different than AgriLife Extension?
Well, it's a little bit different because here they want us to really focus on the underserved youth here in El Paso. So as AgriLife, they give a $25 fee to enter into a 4-H club or anything else. But Prairie View, it's an automatic entrance. They don't have to pay for anything. We get all their equipment for them. And it's just, they really, really want me to hit the underserved youth here in El Paso.
Wonderful. And we do know that gardening is a vehicle to be able to get to the groups that maybe otherwise wouldn't be Extension clients or Extension youth programs.
Yes.
So we're really excited. We're going to talk to you a little bit about the Learn, Grow, Eat, Go program that you've been involved in this fall in El Paso County. But we're going to talk a little bit about the program itself. And Learn, Grow, Eat, Grow is almost an offshoot off the Junior Master Gardener program. And we know this Junior Master Gardener program was developed in Texas at Texas A&M. But what we're really looking at under this other program as well, or the offshoot on that, is to really tie in and the link into childhood obesity and be able to use gardening and horticulture as that vehicle to be able to get nutrition lessons as well as physical activity lessons mm-hmm. on that. And we see that happening all the time with our adult programs. We talk with master gardeners all the time, and there's always recipe swapping, and there's
Truly.
Always a physical activity mm-hmm. and how to protect yourself, how to protect your knees and your joints and all of that. But we're really kind of turning that into a kids program.
Yes.
And it is so great. Maddie, thank you so much for what you're doing, because as a grandmother, you know, I love, if you pardon the puns, planting the seed about gardening, and kids really do get excited. And having been to the, I always have to stop and think, Learn, Grow, Eat, Go program, it's such a dynamic thing, and I see great improvement on the way it's being delivered. So congratulations for doing that.
Thank
and I
you.
Think that you're going to have phenomenal results from the kids out there on our campuses.
Most definitely. And it's really a program that we've kicked off this fall, correct?
Mm-hmm.
With our family and consumer science agent. We have 4-H agent. We have horticulture agent, all involved with our master gardener volunteers as well. So it's really a team effort to be able to reach certain schools within our little program area mm-hmm. for this fall as a launch to be able to initiate these school gardens out there. And we do know that it does take a village to be able to build these gardens, to
yes.
be able to know a little bit about them. But could you kind of give us an overall you know, program overview of what's involved with the LGEG program?
Yes, of course. So it is targeted towards the kids here. One of the main problems is our obesity here in our, well, actually everywhere. But El Paso, people like to go to McDonald's and things like that. But the learn component, they learn about the plant parts, how they grow, what they need to survive, such as water, sunlight, soil, all those good things. They go with the Master Gardeners, which I need to give a shout out to my Master Gardeners, Gil and Dolly. They're my favorite. No offense, Jen and Denise. But they've been so helpful in our gardening. They've taken the kids out. They've gotten their hands dirty, planting, seeding, and just having a good time with them. And right now they're actually, budding? Is that what it is?
Sprouting.
Uh-huh. Spreading, yes. So we have lettuce, spinach, carrots, corn, and they're looking good, and the kids are having a great time. The eat one is we go over the healthy choices they have to make, such as which vegetables they should be eating, the fruits, what things to cut out from their normal eating habits, getting involved in the kitchen with their parents, you know, letting their parents know, this is what I'm learning in school, can we try this? Just last week, we had a recipe demo of bok choy.
Exotic.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and surprisingly, kids went up about 20, I have 25 kids right now. 20 went up for seconds and thirds. They loved it. They're like, we're going to tell our parents that we want bok choy for dinner. Wow. So, and I mean, that wouldn't be my first choice in dinner, but hey, they loved it. And then our last component is go, and that's where the teachers take them outside. They get active. They run around. They play games. And so this is just teaching them on a healthier lifestyle that they can adapt to and take it home to their families.
So we start off with the basics, right? Learn about horticulture and gardening and what plants need to go where. And then we bring in the nutrition. The really fun thing about that is that it's not just the outdoor growing plants. That's fun.
Right.
And that's great in itself. But what I like about the program is that it brings in and incorporates other subject areas.
Yes.
So you have literature and children's books that are also complementing the lessons of those weeks.
Yes.
So you're able to look at social studies and history, other things that you wouldn't otherwise relate to gardening and horticulture
Yes.
to begin with, mm-hmm. which is, I think, a really good thing because teachers and school administrators, they have more than enough to do in their classroom, and they have more than enough initiatives and TEKS to be able to
Right.
meet in their lesson plans. And the great thing about the LGEG program is that all of the lessons are all aligned to the TEKS curriculum. So not
Yes.
just in Texas, but folks that are listening in the faraway lands of New Mexico as well. Everything, they're all lined up to those learning standards for each state and each state of the nation as well. So,
Yes.
One thing I really like about the program, too, of course, you know, getting kids outside and being active and to be able to learn and dig in the ground and identify bugs and all that kind of good stuff is great. But also to be able to look at the overall concept of where their food comes from. And I'm really interested to see that children, because, you know, bok choy is just not a really culturally identifiable plant.
I thought about that, too. And then they're teaching their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
That is so
pretty
neat.
Pretty awesome.
I mean, to be able to walk into the grocery store and then for a third grader to start identifying plants or vegetables that are growing out there, isn't that so neat to be able to look at that? And how do you engage the parents?
We send them home with recipes. The recipes we make, we send them home with the paper and get them involved in the gardening so they come and volunteer after school hours. And it's been a really good turnout. So when we started building the beds, a bunch of people came out. There was about 20-plus people,
Wonderful.
Adults. So they've been really active in it because we need to get more parents involved in getting our kids healthy and getting exercise, not just sitting in front of the TV eating chips. So, yes, it's been a really good turnout with parent volunteers.
I think that's and that's a great opportunity. And I would imagine you have grandparents that are doing that as well. And many of them, you know, I know our parents are so busy. Denise, you've got small kids and
Right.
working and doing everything and keeping up with laundry and the household chores and then still doing gardening, which, of course, can be type of therapy, if you right. will, for, you know, in those situations. So to get our kids out at this time and teach them about these things and help them to understand that, you know, that popcorn does not come from the movie theater originally, you know,
right.
it comes from that corn plant that you're going to be planting and so forth and so on. So I think those basic things are just wonderful in it. And then the kids are amazing at what they teach us how to do. It's not just technology that they teach,
yeah. right?
Though they are very good at that. And that's exciting to know that they're teaching gardening as well.
And I'm sure that you found this out, and we talk about this on the show quite frequently, on the fact that community gardens and school gardens, everyone will come out to help build the garden, and they will come back when it's time to harvest. But it's the middle. It's the in-between. It's the tending. It's the maintenance. It's hard work. So those are some things you want to look at. It's wonderful to be able to dream and think about these wonderful
right.
big ventures that we're doing. But it's also practical, and you have to be able to look at that. Though one of the positive things about the LGEG program is that it's a 10-week program. Start to finish, you get a crop, you get a vegetable in there in the ground, and 10 weeks later, you're done. And I think that's really important, too, for looking at teachers and administrators, too, as well, is that, you know, our time is all limited, and we're talking about doing gardening as a leisure activity.
Yes.
But also, you have to be realistic. School gardens go on during the summertime. It's just too hot. You have your maintenance personnel. They are not going to water your plants.
Yes.
They're not going to keep track of them. So to be able to look at that. And it is an overall effort bringing your youth component experience to that, as well as our counterparts with nutrition, and as well as the nuts and bolts mm-hmm. of gardening and horticulture make that happen. And I'm really glad that the program has been such a success. I look forward to working with you on that in 2018. But we have some educators out there listening today. How can they reach us, and how could they be able to look into participating in the LGEG program?
They can just call the extension office, and they'll give them my extension. My name is Madeline Seta again, and we'll get it going. We'll make a plan, and we'll get out there to your schools.
Excellent. Wonderful.
So, and that number is 771-2354 at the extension office. So don't hesitate to call. I think it's a great program.
Wonderful.
And how neat that it's evolving, and we're shifting paradigms a little bit. But I love the component, the LGEG port. And the LG just has nothing to do with computers.
No. No, not at all.
So learn, grow, eat, and go.
Exactly.
Keep moving, folks.
Keep up the good work, Maddie, and you're doing great as far as being with the Extension Service for less than a year. So congratulations to you, too.
Thank you.
Hitting the ground running. And we're almost out of time, but let's go give a quick plant of the week. And we're going to call it a veggie because we're talking to Maddie about her school gardens, and that's going to be?
And I'm promoting cilantro this week. It's one of the top herbs, supposedly has taken over basil in popularity. Perfect cool weather herb. Get it out there, and we use it in our culinary endeavors throughout the city all the time. So cilantro is our plant of the week.
Excellent. Wonderful. There you have it. So we're almost out of time. We want to thank Alex Dominguez for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.